Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. Speak to us. Give us the hope and strength to continue in this journey of life. We ask for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Identity is a powerful thing. 26 years ago, I had an identity crisis. It was hard to realize that the identity of the Marcela, who lived in Cali, Colombia, had a good education and worked as an architect, was not as easily transferable here in the US. The transcripts of my credentials and education were not sufficient in Spanish. They needed to be translated into English, and after that, an agency needed to approve it and certify that they were authentic. All that was done, but there was a little bump in the road. I did not speak English. And it took me 4 years to learn it, and I am still learning it. My resume was great. I got interviews, but I couldn't really communicate. So that inability to be able to speak English made everything harder. Back then, I accepted jobs that require more listening than speaking. That listening helped me tremendously. In my journey to regain my identity, I met some amazing and wonderful immigrants. Little by little, they, like me, began to discover that we are not what we know, where we are from, what degree we have, or how much money we have in our bank accounts. We are who God says we are. And in our lowest moments, God calls us beloved. We ended last week with this powerful statement. We are God's beloved. We are people of invaluable worth in the eyes of God. We are perfectly made. We are loved. And we are people of sacred worth and value. Nothing can separate us from receiving that love and that value that we have as a children of God. Today is our second Sunday in our sermon series, Identity Crisis. This is a series about figuring out who we are and whose we are. We are studying the biblical story of Jacob. He was called a deceiver since birth. Later in the story, we find out that his father, Isaac, preferred his brother Esau. Esau was an outdoorsy person, but Jacob was a mama's boy, the one Rebecca loved. So that were preferences. So Rebecca wanted Jacob to be blessed. And at that time, the blessing of the older son was a declaration of God's tangible and spiritual prosperity over the oldest son. The blessing would ensure the continuation of the promise of God to Abraham. What was the promise of Abraham? Anybody know? The promise was to make Abraham's descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the son of the sea. This was an exceptional and marvelous promise. This blessing was supposed to be Esau's as the oldest son of Isaac and Rebekah. With the help of his mother, Jacob changes the story by deceiving Isaac. When Esau realizes his birthright has been stolen, he's furious and he's going to go and get Jacob. Rebekah instructs Jacob to seek help, to run away and go to safety. She tells him to go to Laban's house, who is Rebekah's brother. After days of running away, Jacob finds himself at Bethel. So I have a map here so that you guys can see a little bit. So everything happened at Beersheba, that is right here, and there is Haran, where Laban's house is. So it's a big journey. So it's a big journey, but it's just the beginning. So he's feeling devastated because the brother is after him, and now he's alone and in exile. So he lays down to sleep, using a stone as a pillow. And in this vulnerable moment, he's filled with confusion, brokenness, and loneliness. And this is the scripture. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. He reached a certain place and spent the night there. When the sun had set, he took one of the stones at that place and put it near his head. Then he lay down there. He dreamed and saw a raised staircase, its foundation on earth, and its top touching the sky. And God's messenger were ascending and descending of it, on it. Suddenly the Lord was standing on it and saying, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will become like the dust of the earth. You will spread out to the west, east, north, and south. Every family of earth will be blessed because of you and your descendants. I am with you now. I will protect you everywhere you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done everything that I have promised you. When Jacob woke up from his sleep, he thought to himself, the Lord is definitely in this place, but I didn't know it. He was terrified and thought, this sacred place is awesome. It's none other than God's house and the entrance to heaven. After Jacob got up early in the morning, he took the stone and he had put near his head, set it up as a sacred pillar, and poured oil on the top of it. He named this sacred place Bethel, though Luz was the city's original name. Sorry. Wow, what a transformative story. Jacob has this encounter, wonderful encounter with God. Amid his brokenness, confusion, and loneliness, God appears, showing Jacob that his identity is not in what he has done, but in the trust and value God has for him. God will use Jacob powerfully in the redemptive story for humanity. If you read the following chapters in Genesis, you will see the significance of Jacob's identity in God's story. Let's go back to the map. So Beersheba is where he began, and near Jericho, on top of Jericho, you see Bethel. So it's pretty much a 1/10 of that big journey where he has this amazing dream and encounter with God. So his journey to Laban's house is a reverse journey from where Abraham was promised that God will make this amazing multiplication of people to his descendants. So Jacob is leaving the land that was promised to his ancestors, where they will be multiplied. This is happening because he took the identity of his brother, and now he's running away, finding himself in this place of isolation and loneliness. But God says, I am with you. I will protect you everywhere you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done everything that I have promised you. Jacob's journey to Haran symbolizes the direction we take when we try to pursue an identity other than the one that God has for us. Our lives will take a detour, bringing us to a different journey that God planned. At the lowest point on his journey, when he's physically exhausted, spiritually drained, and emotionally overwhelmed, God speaks to Jacob. God offers Jacob a vision of a future beyond his faults and his actions. God reminds Jacob that even a deceiver, a trickster, is not out of the realm of receiving God's grace, and still has an opportunity to be part of God's divine plan. Friends, that is great news for all of us, right? Yes, it is great news, because we are all, at some point in our life, will make mistakes and fall out of God's grace. So God is a God of the journey and for the journey. We all have lonely moments and hard situations. And sometimes it's because we made mistakes. My initial time here in the US became my best alone time with God. My head was and is sometimes on a rock. I sought and I seek a time of silence with God daily, because I need God's voice in my life to say to me that I'm not alone, that I am on a journey of what God is calling me to be. God meets us when we are in our deepest needs and in our lower moments. When you feel fearful, when you feel lost, God is present in those moments when the journey gets to be too much. And God says, you are loved. You are worthy. You are a beloved one. And nothing can separate you from my love, from the life that I want you to have. But what happens? Sometimes we don't perceive it. So what Jacob discovers is that he is not alone. When Jacob woke up from his sleep, he thought to himself, "The Lord is definitely in this place, but I didn't know it." He was terrified and thought, "This sacred place is awesome. It's none other than God's house and the entrance to heaven." Friends, this earth is the entrance to heaven. Think about that. We can meet God right here, right now, even in our painful experiences. And on those hard places, when our pillow is a rock, God speaks. And on those moments, we can hear clearly God's voice, providing comfort and guiding us in God's way. I mentioned that God is a God of the journey and for the journey. And in Jacob's story, we see that God breaks into Jacob's running away journey and speaks to him. So Jacob's story teaches us that we do not need to run away to hear God's voice. We can make time and space to hear God, and God speak about our identity to us and affirm our worth. Our time with God is very valuable, is precious. So take that time. Today, after the service, we have our Lenten small group sign-up event. Join a small group to find out who you are and whose you are. Lent is a great opportunity to find that time alone with God, that solitude, that silence, to hear God speak to you and be reminded of God's love and the purpose that you have for your life. Jacob's encounter with God and his glimpse of heaven were the beginning of this amazing transformation, of the journey of he will become this man of great faith, the father of many nations, a person that will transform the story. He transformed himself. Friends, God is inviting us to stop looking for our identity in the world, but to instead look to God, who holds a true identity. Let's make room for God to speak, whether in a quiet moment alone in prayer or in a small group, a safe community where you can speak about your pains, about your frustrations. Open your heart and listen. Embrace the identity God is calling you to and respond with faith. When you do, you will discover a life that surpasses our wildest dreams. This is the dream God has for you, a purpose greater than anything you could imagine. Trust it, live it, and you will never regret it. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to take a 1 minute of reflection. I know that many of us are experiencing difficult moments, navigating hard times. And I want all of us to close our eyes. There's going to be some music playing in the background. Hear God's voice saying to you, that you are a beloved one. That doesn't matter in which journey you are on, God is with you. Let's hear God.